Reuse and recycling plastic often requires a lot of creativity, and DIY creators love giving good tips for creating planters, containers with old plastic items. Using these for planting flowers, plants, or indoor ornamentals is okay, but not if you're planning to grow edible plants, microgreens, salads, etc. Hi, this is Dr. Amrita, and you're listening to the Health Wellbridge podcast. I'm an ENT surgeon, an avid blogger, and I'm also a gardener growing some of my own food since 2020. The plastics leach into the soil and the chemicals they release are not good for your human body. They release endocrine disruptors which can cause trouble with hormones. The reason why drinking water from plastic bottles is a problem too. It's best to use terracotta planters for growing food to avoid contamination of the soil. Plus, it's easy to repot when the plants grow too big. So what to grow in plastic containers? You can grow decorative plants, flowers, and anything which you don't plan to eat. April is World Head and Neck Cancer Awareness Month. Oral cancer or mouth cancer has a very high incidence in India. Prevention for oral cancer is possible. Gutkha and tobacco chewing are harmful to your body and can cause many cancers. This information needs to reach the masses. Remember, this is only an awareness podcast. It's not meant to be a replacement for your doctor's help, diagnosis, and skill. If you know something's bad for you, it's best you don't have it as part of your daily routine. Early diagnosis and effective treatment are possible with oral cancer. Punitive damages for selling and producing addictive substances should be seriously considered if you want to lower the deaths and suffering due to oral cancer. Awareness is crucial. Did you know India has a large percentage of oral cancer sufferers? Risk factor for oral cavity malignancy includes smoking. The incidence of oral cancer occurs 6 times more often in smokers than in non-smokers. Smoking and alcohol consumption account for risk factors in more than 70% of those affected. Tobacco chewing is also one of the more common causes of oral cancer in India. Did you know tobacco chewing and the use of tobacco-related products have a strong correlation to oral cancer? I'm sure if you are chewing tobacco, you already know this. Leaf, supari, powdered tobacco, and lime are often a favorite for many. They keep the squid in the vestibule of the mouth, and often cancer develops at that site. Did you know more than 30% of cancer affected in India have oral cancer? Did you know children as young as 10 start using tobacco called gul in the small towns and villages? Did you know children as young as 8 to 10 start rolling beery with their mothers and grandmas and aunts in small villages in India? Before I worked in a small town in India, I did not realize the extent of the problem. But now it's shocking what can occur. Both economically well-to-do and economically backward males and females in small towns and villages are fond of these addictions. It's a habit they start willingly but unable to leave on their own will. People think since it's smokeless tobacco, it's not going to cause the harms of tobacco. But remember, tobacco is tobacco. Alcohol. Did you know cancers of the aerodigestive tract, that is your throat and your breathing tube, that is the airway and the food pipes, it occurs 6 times more commonly in association with alcohol addiction. The human papillomavirus, HPV-16, is also associated with this cancer. Dental caries, alcohol mouthwashes, hot spicy food, leukoplakia, avitaminosis, malnutrition, syphilis, cirrhosis, Plummer-Vinson syndrome, lichen planus, chronic hyperplastic candidiasis, human immunodeficiency syndrome, xeroderma pigmentosa, dyskeratosis congenita could all have a chance of being present along with oral cancer. I want to let you know that it's not okay to try tobacco or alcohol even once. The younger you start abusing tobacco paste, tobacco products, the stronger and higher is the damage to your body. One addiction makes you exposed to higher risk of starting another addiction. It's a brain neurochemistry going on, which we are not very sure about. But it definitely works that once you start an addiction, the spiraling down is easier. Certain definitive pre-malignant lesions causing mouth cancer. Leukoplakia or the white patch and erythroplakia, the red patch, are the definitive pre-malignant lesions which may cause mouth cancer, and a biopsy is the best way to rule out any cancerous changes. Melanosis, mucosal hyperpigmentation. Now, 1/4 of the mucosal melanoma may present like a benign melanosis. The exact incidence of melanosis turning malignancy is not really documented. So, any lesion which is not resolving, a biopsy is needed to rule out cancer. HPV infection may cause oral or oropharyngeal cancer if a person engages in oral sex. So, what exactly is oral cancer? Oral or mouth cancer is malignancy affecting the lip, commissures, the floor of the mouth, cheek lining, gingiva, alveolus, soft palate, hard palate, the tongue, retromolar region. Symptoms and early signs of mouth cancer you should watch out for. Cancer can appear anywhere inside your mouth and is a part of the head neck malignancy spectrum. The symptoms to watch out for include most ulcers, nodules, discoloration, not healing after 2 weeks. Ulcer or nodules not healing even after 2 weeks, you need a biopsy to be done. Swelling, thickened patches, reddish areas, whitish areas, raw areas, eroded patches on the lips, gums, and anywhere else in the mouth and the buccal cavity. Pain may or may not be present. Bleeding areas may or may not be present. Difficulty opening mouth or moving tongue are also indicative of deep lesions. There might also be a feeling of something stuck in the throat. Ill-fitting dentures, dentures falling off repeatedly when they used to fit before, needs to be checked out. Neck lump on one or both sides may be the presenting feature in advanced cases. People might also present with significant weight loss of more than 5% from the previous body weight over the last 3 months. The good news is early diagnosis is possible since it's a visible part of the body most of the time. The bad news is it can spread rapidly, and if it's too big, a surgical excision is often disfiguring and needs extensive reconstruction. So where to get treated? Most of the government medical colleges in India provide cancer surgery, radiotherapy and chemotherapy at free or fraction of the cost of private hospitals. That's a very good thing. The Ayushman Bharat and the Shastra Sathi scheme both provide free healthcare to those who need it with cancer. Radiotherapy and chemotherapy are expensive but often needed for comprehensive treatment. You have to remember the surgery requires considerable expertise and a long follow-up period. So you need to do it at a good place where you can go easily in case of any trouble in the post-op period. In West Bengal, among the private players, Tata Medical Center and Apollo Hospital provide comprehensive cancer treatment. What country has the highest rate of oral cancer? Papua New Guinea has the highest rate of cancer of the lip and oral cavity, followed by Pakistan. India, unfortunately, is third in this position. The best way to beat oral cancer would be to make selling and growing tobacco products not legal. What is the most common type of oral cancer? Lip cancer, the most common form of oral cancer. It often affects men.